Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm very excited that you're joining me today. If this is your first time tuning in and you're listening through Spotify, Apple, or any other platforms, make sure that you hit their follow button and also their little bell so that you can get notified of my latest episodes. Today, I'm going to be talking about Christ consciousness and also the 12 dimensions. For those of you, when I say the word Christ, and I think that's everyone, when I say the word Christ, we automatically think of Jesus Christ. And that is correct because Jesus came to teach us to develop how to develop Christ consciousness. He didn't come to create religion, but he came to show us how to tap in and evolve into a Christ consciousness. So what is Christ consciousness? So Christ consciousness is a state of mind that is rooted in pure love. And the moment that we begin to embrace it, we begin to recognize that all the emotions that we feel, all the things that we feel are categorized into two things, love and fear, right? So think about anxiety, think about stress, think about all the things that causes like us not to feel or forget that we're loved is actually rooted in fear, right? And all the things that has to do with happiness, joy, contentment, all has to do with peace, right? All is within that bracket of love. So Jesus came to show us how to develop a mindset of pure love. Pure love is Christ consciousness, not to be confused with a last name, not to be confused with a religion, but a state of mind. And that state of mind is rooted in pure love. Now, as you know, our daily thoughts, they shape our reality. I'm going to say that one more time, you guys. Our daily thoughts shape our reality. The things that we're constantly thinking about over and over and over and over and replaying in our minds, at some point it becomes a reality. At some point it begins to manifest into our reality, because what begins to happen is because we're energy. So we begin to vibrate in that level. So think about if you are constantly afraid or constantly anxious. As you begin to vibrate in that space, that's what you begin to attract towards you. Right? And so that's how our thoughts shape a reality, because we are energy being and we're constantly vibrating at a specific level. And whatever level we're vibrating, we are attracting. So despite of being aware of this truth, we often overlook the negative outcomes of ego-driven thinking. I mean, in other words, we know that we need to change some of what we're thinking about. We know we need to start monitoring what it is that we're watching or what we're listening to, what we're even saying, because words are also vibration. Even though we know that, we still lack, and I speak for myself sometimes, the time to say, wait, let me just take a look at my thoughts. Let me take a look at what's going on in my mind. Is this even real? And so I want us to pause for a moment to reflect on your life, right? How do you perceive your reality? When you look at the world around you, what do you see? Like, how do you perceive it? What is it that you're looking at through your lens, through your perception, through your filter? What it is that is that you're watching constantly in the tube, I call it the tube, your mind tube. How are you perceiving that reality? I want you to think about that for just a second. And I'm sure that whatever probably came to mind, and I think with a lot of us, especially the way things are going on in the world right now, we might find it to be hopeless or I don't know, coming to an end, or the world is lost, right? That is the perception sometimes we often have because of what we're seeing. And it's interesting because we're watching these things, that the vibration of that state of mind of another human, we begin to then develop the same state of mind, and we begin to perpetuate exactly what we're watching in the world. But there is a solution to this. There's a soul solution. The key to all forms of healing is unconditional love. And what does that mean? What does unconditional love means? Unconditional love means you are able to look at yourself, look at parts of yourself that you might say, I don't like that part of myself. I wish this part of me just changed. I wish this part of me was just deleted, done with, right? The parts of yourself that you judge, the parts of yourself that you're angry or resentful at, right? And then there are the parts of yourself that are doing good. They're doing great. And somehow we have developed a tendency to only love the parts of yourself that is good, that is doing well. But we neglect the part of ourselves that are not doing so good, you know? So unconditional love is being able to love all of you, the parts that you're not excited about and the parts that you're excited about, right? Parts of your body that you love and the parts of your body that you want to change, remove. Like, you have to, unconditional love encompasses all of it. It encompasses all of it. The good, the bad, and the ugly, and everything. Unconditional love is being able to look at yourself, right? And look at everything as you are, and being able to reach a point where you can love every part of it unconditionally. No condition. Oh, I'm only going to like myself if. No, there's no if in unconditional love. It's just unconditional love. This is the embodiment of a Christic expression. There is no other path. That is how you transform every negative thought into love. Face all circumstances with respect for unity and approach with love and peace. It's the same thing what Jesus was. I'm going to call him Yahusha, Jesus, okay? Was talking about when he says, love your enemy, he's not saying for you to be abused by your enemy. He's saying, accept those who do wrong as they are. You know, exchange hate with love. Because, I'm going to tell you why. Because when we are vibrating in the energy of love, it is such a high vibration. Fear is at a low vibration. Fear is operating at 100, where love is operating at least at 500. There is a guy who wrote a book, Power versus Force. His name is Dr. Hawkins. If you guys have a chance to take a look at that book. And he designed something called a map of consciousness, where he puts a number in each of different emotions, fear, guilt, shame, anger, love, and the highest one is enlightenment. And shame and guilt are at the bottom of the pole. Like, they're at 20 and 40, right? And then as you go up, there's fear. So fear is at 100. And love, I believe, is at least 500. So think about it. If you're vibrating at 500 and someone is vibrating at 100, I mean, I want you to think about that equation for just a second, right? At some point, that 100 has to vibrate a little higher. If you're just exuding love, if you're just exuding acceptance, it's kind of hard for someone to want to fight and be wrong and, you know, want to be angry. At some point, all that has to fall off because it's just, the light is just so bright. The light of love is just so bright that one will not be able to sustain it. So the only path is to walk in unconditional love. And unconditional love means acceptance. when Jesus, Yahushua, came into the earth, he accepted them all. And to be like Christ, as most people talk about, is to develop Christ consciousness, which is unconditional love, not divisiveness, but unconditional love, where, hey, brother, is that what you follow? Is that what you, I love you. I accept you as you are. Not to try to win and no, you got to accept my way and you got to do it. No, we have to love one another as we are, every part of who, and it starts with us. If we're able to love ourselves, if we're able to showcase unconditional love to ourselves, then we are able to do to what? Unto others. Who said that also? Yahushua said that as well. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. But in order for us to love our, you know, for us to love our neighbor, we have to love ourselves. If we don't accept every part of who we are, if we don't love every part of who we are, then we will not be able to love our neighbor or love each other. And how do you harness the Christ consciousness? How do we get to that space where we begin to develop that Christ consciousness? So here's the great news. It is already within us. It is within us, and it has the ability to guide us towards clarity, unwavering determination, stability, and so subsequently, emotional equilibrium. I love this so much, because I often talk about balance. I'm not talking about the removal of dark, because in this human experience, we are dealing within the human experience, but it's about light and dark. That's it. So when we begin to develop the Christ consciousness or unconditional love, we are able to find a balance or emotional equilibrium so that we can continue to navigate, right? And continue to do what it is that we're set out to do, our purpose, our mission in this life, right? Remember, when your life is unfolding, hinges on how you project it, whether the lens of the ego mind or the Christ mind, you wield the power to manifest miracle in your life. Okay? So we have the power to manifest miracles. Yahushua talked about that too. He said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move, you can tell that mountain to move. What basically he was saying is, if you developed this consciousness of love, of unconditional love, then there's clarity. If there is clarity, then we are able to do wonders. If we have equilibrium, then we can do wonders. Wonders. So here's a mantra that you can practice every day, right? As you get up every morning. Begin the day with love. Infuse love throughout the day and conclude the day enveloped in love. So how do you begin the day with love? You can say, I love and accept myself. Don't try to make any correction. Look at parts of yourself that, you know, that you haven't, you know, developed. Okay. No. Begin the day with love. I love and accept myself as I am today. Because remember, we're all evolving into other levels of consciousness. So infuse love throughout the day. What can you do for you that it could be a self-care act? Could be something that maybe what you eat, maybe what you drink, right? That is infusing love throughout your day. Maybe listening to a song that makes you feel good, whatever that is, whatever that allows you to feel that you're being loved Infuse that throughout the day and conclude the day enveloped in love, gratitude. You can also add gratitude at the beginning of your day, but end the day with gratitude. Think about all the things that worked. Focus on the things that you did that worked that day, that you're able to develop, that you're able to do, okay? But also I want you to keep in mind that challenges, because let's not forget about that. Because remember what I just said? Light and dark, duality, okay? So keep in mind that challenges often come disguised as opportunities in order to test your capabilities. And I want to share a story of a young lady that I met the other day. She did my tattoos. And she was sharing with me a story on, she said she had a competition next day, a karate competition. I asked her, you know, I started asking her a question. I said, well, what made you get into karate? And she said, well, many years ago, I got into a fight and this girl really beat me up really bad. And so the next day, one of her coworkers had suggested that she take a self-defense course. She decided to go. And while she was there, someone that was also there, this instructor, suggested that she get into karate. He thought that she'd be a good karate athlete. And she decided, out of curiosity, to go, and she did. And now she is purple belt, about to go into brown belt, which is one level more to get to black belt. And I thought, wow, she took the pain, a challenge, okay, and turned it into an opportunity, or at this point, maybe a purpose in her life. She's now competing, you know, throughout the country. And it came because of an act of pain, of a challenge that she had to face in her life, okay? So I want you to keep that in mind, that even though you are choosing to love, to vibrate in love, to vibrate in Christ consciousness, it doesn't mean that challenges are not going to be present, because we're still living in a world of duality. So I want you to keep that in mind. And one more thing, love is always present, even in pain. Love is always present. I remember once I was dealing with something so hard, and I remember asking God, and I said, where are you? Please come in. Please, when is this going to end? And I heard say, I'm right here. I'm right here. So love is always present with us, even in our challenges.
Hey, you guys, don't forget to check out RafaelaSilva.com, where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.